Have you or a loved one been injured by some fuck nuggets, reckless driving, a tumble at your shitty job, or some other form of dumb shit outside of your control? Well, fear not, because today's episode is sponsored by a lawyer. Lone Star Injury Attorneys is an award-winning personal injury law firm that achieves maximum results for its injured clients. Max the Axe is not just a lawyer, but a hardcore Mises Caucus libertarian and also a big supporter of this show and all of our bullshit. Max is the best personal injury lawyer in Texas, but don't judge him by his occupation or location. Max is an avid defender of liberty and justice in whatever state you got fucked in. If you've been injured and your ass needs saving, go with the pros at Lone Star Injury Attorneys. Visit LoneStarInjuryAttorneys.com or Google Max the Axe. Consultations are free and you don't pay a single dime unless you win. Once again, go to LoneStarInjuryAttorneys.com and get your ass covered.
We're here at the Libertarian Party of Maryland Convention with Alex. What's your last name, Alex?
Schlegel.
Schlegel. What a ridiculous last name.
Yeah.
Dave, scoot in a little bit. We're going to get cozy on this one. So, what is your position?
I am the Victor Charlie, or vice chair, of the party. This is my second go around, so glad that the body voted me in again, I guess. They felt that I was worthy, so.
You're also a member of the Punk Rock Libertarians, right?
I am, yeah. We've been doing this for a while. I don't know, 10 years or so. 10 years? I don't know. How long has it been? It's been a while. Otto's been in and
Otto
out.
Otto can get in here, too. This is Otto. This is whoever.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
so 2015 is when they first started.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah. So since from 2015 to now, how long has it been since you figured out what a mic cable is?
Well, see, the thing is, I never played in a band. Okay, I quit piano practices when I was in sixth grade. So that and it was piano. So there was no audio, there was no cables, there was nothing involved. So I'm kind of like an adopted member into the punk rock libertarian community. I when it comes to cables, I don't know what the fuck.
So what does
like,
that mean to you guys? What does punk rock mean to punk rock libertarians?
I think it's like do it yourself. Do it your fucking self.
Yeah,
like, I've always, like, you know, it's like, it was, unfortunately, Matt kind of took a step away from the PRL.
We are here with
it. It was Matt. Matt Bergman.
I don't know how much of that we got, but we're recording now.
Oh, we're recording now.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Cool. You can switch it around, flip it around.
All right,
press the little button on the bottom right.
But no, it was Matt.
Screen.
Matt, who started PRL, and Jared was part of the inception.
Cool.
Yeah. He's been there since the start. They worked at a music shop in Maryland, Catonsville.
So we have the guy who played music. You played.
He played music. Jared played music.
Did you play in a punk rock band?
I played in a ska band.
Did you play oboe?
All right. Different store, same
version. What instrument? What instrument?
Guitar and trumpet.
Guitar and trumpet. I'll take it. It's close.
That is,
almost punk rock, but the punk rock vibe. I'm here for it. It's all good. I mean no ill will, and apparently people take me harsher than I mean for them too. But how have things been going today with all the business, all the bylaws, all the normal libertarian shit?
It was very amicable. We had a good crowd. The majority of people here in Maryland are pretty like. Clint brought up a really good point when I was driving him back to the Holiday Inn Express, and I appreciate him to keep it under budget, you know?
Yes.
So I really appreciate that from Clint.
It's the least diva thing I've heard about Clint all week.
Yeah. He made a really good point that libertarians in blue states are fucking based. He just came from Texas, and you figure red state and a lot of lober tree.
Sure.
Yeah,
they have less opposition.
It's a reaction to the existing culture of where you're at.
Yeah, it's like when you're behind enemy lines, and when you're in a blue state, it's like, what the fuck's the point of being a Republican if you're just going to be like a regime Republican?
Right.
You might
Illinois.
As well just go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
Go hard in the fucking paint. Or just
Illinois,
it.
Delaware.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, behind enemy lines.
Hellscapes.
Yeah.
They're completely controlled by
exactly.
one party.
Yeah. So that's legit. So we have a good crew here in Maryland. Very amicable, very businesslike. Just get to what's important. And that's it. And then you know, let's focus on what's best. And we've been doing gun shows about once a month, $50 a table. Fuck, two people sign up. If two people sign up, it's like we broke even, you know. And just getting out there, and you're at a gun show, so Why is that not? That's great outreach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the prior regime, it's like, oh, gonchos, what the fuck? It's like, no, these are our people. We need to be reaching out. Once
I mean, even just having your convention at a brewery in like a show venue, like just that punk rock vibe over. Like you look at even like, no offense to Kansas, I don't know y'all. You got your presidential candidates vibes and everything, but I've as the video guy, I have filmed the hotel convention center so many times. It's like I can only make you people look so interesting when you're a hotel convention center. And this might have been cheaper and probably yeah. brought more outreach because who's walking into a hotel convention yeah. center over this? People yeah. might have just stumbled in.
Yeah. Do it. Clint's about to go on. We've heard him many a times.
Fuck that guy. Cut. That guy that didn't show up for the lunch speech?
Yeah, did show up. Yep. Yeah, he's just here. He's hanging out. I do. Yeah. Thanks, Ed. It's the other half here.
Yeah.
Yep. Love you. Okay. So anyway, yep, she's taking a nap. Long day. So where are we going? Where are we going with this? Anything else you guys want to?
A second. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna go hear Clint speak in a minute. But,
yeah, let's go hear Clint.
What do you guys have to promote? Like, what are you guys doing? What are some of your big outreaches? And where can people find you?
We got a couple good candidates. LPMaryland.org. Check out the website. Follow us on Twitter. That was one thing that I took on, was like messaging is important, and that's one thing I brought home here today at the convention. It's just like I basically tripled and actually got Elon, our favorite oligarch, blue check.
Nice.
Finally, it's like, nice. What the fuck? Like,
these are simple solutions.
Simple solutions. Yeah, yeah. Like, well, why not? Everything's political on Twitter. Yeah. Why not, like, enter into that realm? That could be, exactly. And just be fucking based. Just be fucking based. That's all, you know, actually, libertarian means something.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Bro,
that's
I'm
it.
I'm big on body language and presentation, and I heard a bunch of you guys that wanted to be delegates get up there and speak. And you might have been like 15th in line, but you stood tall and you were louder than anybody else. I feel like that's 80% of the battle. Yeah. Yelling, I mean, just scream what you have to do, man.
Believing
like,
it enough
force.
To yell about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And Amy Lepore's speech, like, hit home.
Shout out to you guys. Amy Lepore, me and Dave, like, Amy Lepore was concerned about bringing the house too much of a dark state, and then me and Dave got up there and were
it needed to be said.
And
I'm
then
a
Clint. So, like, all based people, good
yeah,
on you.
No, I'm, yeah, no, as a veteran, cheers. Like, the defend the guard. I testified in Annapolis going for in front of these fucking war pigs. And it needs, you know, that's what needs to happen. That's what we need in this party, is people not scared and just going in front of these people and speaking truth to power.
Yeah.
And just be based. That's it. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Dan.
Yeah,
Dave,
thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.
And yeah, it's been awesome. Let's catch
thank
a little
you.
Bit of Clint, and
let's
we'll
get
cut
there.
Into the middle of it, because that's
yeah,
what he deserves.
It. That's
All
great.
Right.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry, my throat is really messed up, and I ate, like, the worst thing last night, so... This could get adventuresome.
If you tell the truth, even if you're wrong about things, which Tucker's wrong about plenty, but if you are attempting to tell the truth, and if the audience senses it, they will ride with you to the end of the earth. He said, black doesn't crack, and I said, yeah, but the CIA brings the crack to the blacks. I was like, that's fucking good. That's pretty fucking good.
I'll make questionable decisions.